This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A patient's relationship with a doctor is changing, and not always for the better. Patients and doctors complain that time often is too short to communicate what both sides need to say. But relief may be on the horizon. Some doctors are inviting patients to email them with questions. Many patients say that's a great idea. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Tom Hill makes his living playing the clarinet. He practices long hours in his apartment in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Not long ago, Hill needed to find a doctor to diagnose a mysterious ailment he was afraid might affect his playing. He ended up with Tom DelBanco, a Boston doctor who's a musician himself and an enthusiast about communicating with patients by email. Hill says email access to DelBanco was a great advantage in puzzling out what was wrong with him.
You can communicate with a doctor about something that maybe isn't as pressing as chest pains, something that you wouldn't dare take up his time with when it required going through this entire apparatus that exists to get to talk to a doctor.
DelBanco is at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, which has already given 18,000 patients email access to their doctors. He says email is an antidote to what's ailing the doctor-patient relationship.
Office visits are more and more targeted. We only have a few minutes together, and we have to address what's most on each other's mind. Email gives a chance to amplify that and give a more complete picture of what's really happening to an individual patient.
DelBanco is a co-author of an article in this week's New England Journal of Medicine that tries to persuade more doctors to share their email addresses with patients. DelBanco says email can be secure and private. It's also fast, but patients can take time to compose their questions, digest the doctor's response, and ask follow-ups.
There's no question in my mind that already today, emails can substitute for visits, can get things done that would otherwise take much more time.
In the future, DelBanco predicts doctors will be able to see their patients on web cameras, and patients will even send in some readings from home.
As blood pressures are perhaps automatically recorded and sent to us, as will be blood sugars and cardiograms and many things that we would need to monitor in the office today, but we can do from the home.
Not all doctors share DelBanco's enthusiasm. Michael Thane is a colleague at Beth Israel Deaconess.
The trend is inevitable. I think reluctance is probably most on the part of doctors and allied healthcare providers. I don't think it's on the part of patients. Patients who have email access almost universally are in favor of email communication with their doctor.
Thane voices many common concerns among doctors about privacy, email misunderstandings, unfairness to people who don't have internet access. And he dreads the growing burden of answering email. He says it now takes up to an hour a day. Many doctors worry about who's going to pay for that time. Dr. Joe Heyman is a trustee of the American Medical Association. About 200 of his patients make appointments and get prescription refills without charge.
And then I have what's called online consultation. And in order to send me a question, you have to put a credit card number in. And I would say I charge about 30% of the time. If I feel that I'd save them an office visit, then I charge $15.
Heyman says most patients pay happily. They like the direct access. Tom Hill, the clarinetist, has recovered from his illness, but he still enjoys the breezy emails he gets from his doctor.
He wrote back, all spectacularly normal. Liver, proteins, inflammatory indicators, uric acid, PSA, calcium electrolytes, blood count, diabetes studies, urine. Have heard your recent CD, You Are a Great Artist. Now, I'm not sure whether there's a cause and effect in those two paragraphs, but a very nice juxtaposition.
An estimated 10,000 doctors are now inviting patient emails. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.